Paul, maybe we'll start with Matthew Perreault, and can you give us an update on how he's doing at this point?
He's moving around. I'm not saying he's fine. He'll get checked and tested tomorrow, and I'll give you a real strong update.
How did you see that play? I mean, he's not really expecting to get hit at that
point. Well, that's the most dangerous. That's the most dangerous play in hockey. Even a hit from behind, a player has a sense that it's coming, and that's why that 5-minute interference came in, because it can be devastating. So the referee certainly got it right on the ice.
Blake talked about how, you know, there's obviously concern immediately for a teammate, but now you've got to go to work on a.
Yeah.
On a pretty pivotal 5-minute power play, that one way or another, it's going to give somebody momentum, right?
Exactly. Especially the way the scoring went to 2-1. They come out of it at 2-1, and we've burned through 5 minutes. You're also running your, you know, we're running four forwards on both units. You're running that kind of top 6 to 8 guys hard back to back. And you've lost another player, so you're really pushing your bench at that point in the game, scoring two. And then the momentum shift that came off, we get two more right after it.
Just on, so Blake shoots and scores, obviously. And then is that important in the sense that it, maybe people don't look at Blake as the shooter necessarily out with that group, but it seemed like then on the fourth goal, Blake draws two guys to him right away because they now have to respect that he may shoot, and then he finds Mark sort of wide open.
So on all three power play goals, there's the one play that you've seen. We're looking for Slaughter weak side to Patty. That's there because now I think Blake knows he's got to shoot that puck at times to open that slot up, and then Neil will shoot from the top, which is a bit of a change for maybe what we ran in the past. And Mark's tip makes that happen. So there are kind of three elements there of what happens off Blake's side when we can hit those spots.
Paul, what are some of the nuances for Pionk in coming to a new power play? He's played on one before, but given the right-handed nature and the shooters you have.
Yeah, just getting used to what each unit's looking for, what that power play's looking for. So, and then the right-handedness of him is critical, right? That's the reason why Neil's there and Josh as a lefty is on the other unit. Having then, you know, it was a power play unit that was really productive for us last year. So we think he's gotten to a place now he's making all the right reads and feels like a part of it. He's not deferring all the time to try to get the one-timer or try to give it back to Blake. When he sees that lane up top, he's got lots of confidence to make it. So it just takes a little time before you... Every power play in the league has a theme to it, what they're trying to do. Ours was pretty ingrained last year. Penalty kills have changed against us, so we have to find a new element to it. Him being and willing to shoot the puck from the top is really important. Oh, he's got some real nice poise. He'll look guys off. He's got lots of comfort getting across the line. He can move the puck either side of his body pretty efficiently.
You've talked at times about Logan Shaw having to stay patient. I mean, what's it like for him to get that kind of a payoff?
You know what? It has to happen because I'm not playing those guys enough for they got to score every once in a while just to feel good. Since we brought Nick in, they're getting more opportunities in the offensive zone. There's more plays that they need that. They need to score. They need to feel like they're a part of it. There's not a lot of minutes there. I'm not running the Scheifele unit as a line into the low 20s. It's Lowry's unit plays more than they have in years past. So there's not as many minutes for that fourth line. You've got three right now today anyways, kind of veteran guys there that understand and have developed. They can sit for a while and come out. It's nice for those guys to get a payoff. He's got a good shot. I mean, he's had that. So that was a high-end shot he scored on.
Just following up on that question, you know, you probably would have liked to have seen what they could do in Detroit. I think it was the first time the three of them were kind of together.
Yep.
And then, of course, you get down 2-0. Tonight is an opportunity to really put them together. Although Matthew goes down, that kind of gets messed up. But you would have more confidence in these three together.
Correct.
Than possibly, not to denigrate the other trios that you've had together, but more confidence in these guys.
It's true. And I'd like to play the fourth line in certain games more. But there's also a rhythm then. And it's in any game... It's different when you're up or down a bunch, but you're looking for a certain minute marker for your other three lines. And it all depends on how hard you think a match needs to happen. We completely kind of abandoned the match after Matty went down, but we had a cushion. So that almost takes precedent over my desire to play the fourth line more. It's not really about that I don't trust them or I don't want to play them. With Nick there and those two guys, I can play them. And into the last game and the game prior, two or three shifts against Larkin's line, I'm not particularly worried about it. I'm not hiding them. But the primary is the three lines that are playing above them and the match we're running.
You guys get to 20 wins, I think, as quick as you ever have, or maybe last year was maybe just a little bit quicker. How important is it with the way you look every night, the Central Division? I mean, it's really clogged up, and it's just, no one's running away with anything at this point. I mean, do you guys recognize how important these games are at the end of the year?
Yeah, so we don't talk about the standings ever. I mean, they all have – they're on their phones all the time. I'm sure they've looked at the standings. But Christmas hockey is funny. It's unique, right? It's a little loose, right? The young guys are – been gone away from home for a long time. They're looking forward to those 3 days. The older guys with the kids got lots of family in. So you see it. It's not just the Winnipeg Jets. It's around. The team that can stay focused, right, still get their job done, we would say. I mean, clearly these points are just as important as the last, three, four games of the season.
Before the game kind of turned in the second period, in the first period, you guys had to do a fair bit of defending.
Yeah.
So what would you make of Connor Hellebuck's performance to open?
Yeah, he made a bunch of really good saves. I also thought that we missed on a bunch of real good. It was even right until we break it open, right till the power play there. And when they make it 2-1, you're starting to feel uncomfortable. Just prior to their second goal gives you an idea of what they can do on offense. I mean, they've seen that thing two or three times. So if they're clicking on that, and, they've got a couple of important pieces out of their lineup, but when they're clicking on that, they're a real dangerous team, right? They're sitting pretty high up in the standings over there. We're basically very similar to us coming into it. So I expected that we would have to defend. Whether we get 20 wins or not, we're not coming out and casually blowing the doors off anybody. I mean, no team is, for sure. But we've still got to battle some pucks that we mishandle or... we need a save from Connor on some reads that we just can't get to in our end of the ice. And then we just, like we've said, they just stay in the fight. And then we do have some firepower up front. And you put us on the power play, even though it's not as lethal this year, for five straight minutes, we're going to generate. And I thought they had three or four really good chances to score up until that didn't go for them. But so did we beyond the two that we had scored. There was offense there to be had for both teams. It's Christmas hockey. Lots of gifts.
They have some quality offensive players, and the defense held together. And I'm wondering if you can comment a little bit on Blake Wheeler specifically, because you would have had Hayes, who's a big man, and then Couturier and players to deal with one-on-one as well.
There's just a bunch. There's a breakout play in the third period where they're coming and they're pushing, and he just stops. He just stops and then gets it on his tape and kicks it to the other side. He's a defense-first guy, he's just not a defense-only guy. But when that puck's in our end, he's never above it. He's not blowing the zone. He's not coming back screaming at the defense to make a better pass to him. He's all in on the compete, and that's just leadership, and he's still able to generate.